USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump is hitting the campaign trail just a day after being indicted in a classified documents probe. He'll address GOP state conventions in both Georgia and North Carolina. This will mark the first Republican crowd appearances since the recent indictment. Speaking of that indictment, Trump is accused of jeopardizing national security. The unsealed 37-count indictment alleges mishandling of classified documents, including sensitive information about a secret nuclear program and U.S. vulnerabilities.
This indictment was voted by a grand jury of citizens in the Southern District of Florida. And I invite everyone to read it in full, to understand the scope and the gravity of the crimes charged.
Special Counsel Jack Smith says Trump also faces charges of obstruction of justice. Trump will appear in court on Tuesday. President Biden will kick off his re-election campaign in Pennsylvania, a swing state, with a political rally in Philadelphia on June 17th. Highlighting his strong support for labor unions, Biden has been endorsed by the Laborers International Union of North America, a major construction union. Pope Francis is recovering from surgery, but he will remain in the hospital through all of next week.
Doctors advise the 86-year-old Pope not to deliver his Sunday blessing from a hospital balcony tomorrow to avoid strain on his abdominal walls. Francis underwent a 3-hour surgery in Rome on Wednesday to repair an abdominal hernia. Back in 2021, after the Pope's last surgery, he was able to stand and deliver his blessing from the balcony at the same hospital, but that was after 7 days of recovery. I'm Brad Siegel.
San Francisco police are investigating a shooting in the city's Mission District that injured 9 people. The incident occurred at a block party around 9 last night. Many of the victims were found with gunshot wounds, but no fatalities have been reported, and there have been no arrests made. Authorities are reviewing security footage and interviewing witnesses. This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is urging Republican voters not to rush to judgment regarding former President Trump's recent indictment on 37 counts related to mishandling classified documents. During his campaign in New Hampshire, Pence advised Republicans to allow the indictment process to unfold. He also called for the Department of Justice to make all documents pertaining to Trump's indictment public. Pence announced his 2024 GOP candidacy last week. 4 children who went missing last month after their plane crashed in the Amazon jungle have been found alive. Colombia's President Gustavo Petro tweeted the news and shared photos of the children with the rescue teams. The indigenous children, ages 13, 9, 4, and an infant, were the only survivors of a plane crash in the Colombian jungle on May 1st that killed 3 people, including their mother. The third leg of horse racing's Triple Crown will take place in New York today.
This is a national phenomenon. People come from all over the country.
And the race will go on. The Belmont Stakes, the third leg of the Triple Crown, is scheduled to take place in Queens tonight, now that the air has cleared after the massive smoke earlier in the week from the Canadian wildfires. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
It's huge for the local economy.
I'm Laura Winters.
And the NHL's Stanley Cup Final Game 4 is tonight. The Florida Panthers host the Vegas Golden Knights. Florida won Game 3, making it a 2-game-to-1 series with Vegas still in the lead. Tonight's game begins at 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.